Good morning to you, good morning to Gisela, to all those who make this broadcast possible, and most importantly to all people tuning in from different places. Today is a favorable day from the point of view that we do not have any deceased. We have no patients in critical or serious condition. In our hospitals, 89 patients remain admitted, 6 in surveillance, 42 are suspects, and 41 confirmed cases. In our primary healthcare system, our professionals and specialists follow 61 people for certain clinical or epidemiological risks. Yesterday, the island studied 2,210 samples in the different laboratories of molecular biology of our country. In the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine, 130. In Havana's Provincial Center, 469. In Santiago de Cuba, 193. In Villa Clara's, 176. In the Brother Amejeras Hospital Laboratory, 324, and at the Civil Defense Laboratory, 218 samples. As a result of the study of these 2,210 samples, 8 patients tested positive to COVID-19 in our country. And Cuba has already studied 168,545 samples. And with the 8 positive cases, there is a total of 2,340 people who have tested positive to COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic in early March. The largest number of samples studied were from Havana with 1,523. This number have always remained over 1,500 samples in Havana on a daily basis because this is the province with the greatest complexity from the epidemiological point of view. Nonetheless, the rest of the provinces processed 687 samples, Pinal del Río with 66, Artemisa with 23. Mayabeque, as we know, it reported an outbreak in San José de las Tajas, 190 samples, Matanzas 34, Cienfuegos 49, Ciego de Ávila 47, Camagüey 60, Las Tunas 44, Holguín 41, and so forth. So all provinces conducted tests, and we insist on this because there was always the question implying that in the rest of the countries there were no cases because no samples were being processed. Of the 8 cases confirmed yesterday, like in previous weeks, the 8 are Cuban and 6 of them, which is 75%, are confirmed case contacts. And in Cuba, 88.4% of all diagnosed COVID patients have been confirmed case contacts at the moment of taking the test. That is 2,031 patients, and this remains the highest risk group. In 2 of the cases, the source of infection has not been determined, and at this moment, there are 105 patients in the pandemic in our country whose source of infection remains unidentified. This is 4.5% of all confirmed patients. With source of infection out of the country, no changes. We continue with 162 people, which represents 7% of all cases in the pandemic. 4 of the cases are male, 4 cases are female, for a cumulative total of 1,178 people who are male, 50.3%, and 1,162 of the female sex, which is 49.6%. 75% or 6 of the cases diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic for a cumulative of 1,265 people in all the pandemic, that is 54% in the evolution of the pandemic in Cuba who have been asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis. And if we take a look at the 90 cases that have been diagnosed in the last 15 days, 73.3%, 69, which is 73.3%, have been asymptomatic at the moment of the test. Notice how the cumulative in the pandemic is of 54%, and now in the last 15 days of 73.3%. Of the 8 cases diagnosed yesterday, the largest number is a group of 40 to 59 years of age for 4 cases. From the age group of 20 to 39 years of age, 2 cases, and under 20 years, 2 cases. We have a 4-year-old boy who is a confirmed case contact, asymptomatic at the moment of the diagnosis, and he is from Cuatro Caminos Popular Council at the Cotorra Municipality Health District. The other child is a 9-year-old boy with the same characteristics, a confirmed case contact, and from the same health district, and asymptomatic. So now there is a total of 255 children and adolescents who have tested positive for COVID-19. All of them with a favorable clinical evolution, with no complications, and 249 of them have been discharged. 97.6% of all children diagnosed in Cuba are clinically or epidemiologically discharged. All the cases are from Havana province, from 4 municipalities. The largest number, 5 out of the 8 cases, are from the Cotorra municipality. I will want to explain, because we had spent several days with experts' cases, 1 or 2 cases, and now with 8 cases, this is rather striking. This is a result of an outbreak which affects 2 municipalities, San José de las Lajas in Mayabeque province and Cuatro Caminos Popular Council in the Cotorra municipality. And undoubtedly, this situation is a result from some irregularity. And when I say irregularity, I am referring to the non-compliance of the measures established for the protection of all the population, which led to the occurrence of this outbreak in Cuatro Caminos and San José de las Lajas. I stress that here we're not talking about a local transmission event so far. Health authorities are working very well, and they are conducting studies of a large part of their respective populations. Of all the population that was related to these outbreaks, and this is what has allowed the identification of these cases that have been located in these 2 municipalities. It is our intention, and we are working very hard not to see events of this sort, but regrettably, the contagiousness of this virus is very high, and if there is a failure in the strictness of the compliance of the guidelines, this may lead to outbreaks of this kind. The first thing we must do is to avoid its occurrence. And secondly, if it happens, if it occurs, once that it is identified by the surveillance, we have to work on it rapidly so as to control it and to prevent its spread. Havana remains with a positivity rate of 3.93, which is lower. Its positivity rate per 100,000 inhabitants in the last 15 days is of 3.93, which is lower than the one reported yesterday. Mayabeque province has a rate similar to the one it had yesterday of 1.3. And Matanzas has still with one confirmed case in the last 15 days, it has a rate of 0.14. The remaining 12 provinces and the Isle of Youth Special Municipality without reporting cases of the disease over the last 15 days, some of them for more than a month and some others for longer period of time. And of the 2,340 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 in Cuba, 41 remain admitted, confirmed. These are the active cases, a number which is lower than the one we had yesterday. And all of the cases have a stable clinical condition, a very favorable element. And as I said at the beginning of the briefing, we do not have cases in critical or in serious condition. We always regret the death of 86 people who have died in our country due to the disease. None of them today. This gives Cuba a lethality of 3.67%, keeping its position based on the amount of confirmed cases and fatality rate. Cuba is keeping the 19th place in the region of Americas, and it's occupying now the 99th place in the list of countries of the world reporting cases of COVID-19. We always report the two cases that were evacuated at the beginning of the pandemic, two foreigners, and yesterday 10 patients were discharged. The indicator discharges versus confirmed cases and admitted cases is favorable. With yesterday's 10 discharges, all of them from Havana, Cuba, accumulates 2,211 patients of the 2,340 confirmed cases, which is 94.5%, who have recovered and who have clinically or epidemiologically recovered. The world remains without control in several countries. Yesterday, there was a press briefing by Dr. Tedros, the Director General of the WHO, explaining the situation of the world. The same 185 countries continue reporting cases. Yesterday, 181,553 cases were diagnosed in a single day, and the number have reached 9,952,507 confirmed cases, practically 10 million people infected in the world with this disease. Yesterday, 4,621 people died, reaching 498,519 deaths, practically 500,000 people who have died in the world as a result of this disease. This gives a lethality of 5.01%. The region of the Americas already reports 5,046,598 confirmed cases after reporting 109,811 new cases of COVID-19, accounting for 50.71% of all cases reported in the world. The death toll in the region now stands at 244,783, with the addition of 2,997 fatalities yesterday, for a lethality of 4.85%. heading the list of countries of the region of the Americas and of the world in terms of confirmed cases and deaths, the United States and Brazil. The U.S. has already reached the number of 2,510,323 cases after diagnosing 42,486 people with COVID-19 yesterday, and 500 people have died for a cumulative of 125,539. Brazil follows in second place with 1,313,667 confirmed cases, 38,693 cases with this disease were diagnosed yesterday. And a very high number, notice that the United States had 500 fatalities and Brazil had 1,109 people who died due to COVID-19 for a cumulative of 57,070 deaths in these countries. These are the two countries topping the list of the world, and both are from the region of the Americas, and the region remains as the epicenter of this pandemic, leading the world in the number of affected people, confirmed cases, and deaths.